listening to Opportunity Detroit. Now, the Gilbert Family Foundation has announced a $1.8 million three-year investment in the greening of Detroit to strengthen the organization's impact in Detroit. And strengthen it, it absolutely will. With us now is Darnell Adams. He is the Vice President of Detroit Community Initiatives for the Gilbert Family Foundation. Really nice to have you on the show, Darnell.
It's an honor. Thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Talk to us about this $1.8 million donation. Just tell us what it's going to do for the greening of Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you what it is at a high level, and then I would love to dig into the details of it.
Absolutely.
But essentially, this $1.8 million will allow the greening of Detroit to expand and grow its flagship workforce development program, which is their Detroit Conservation Program. And it also allows for three other initiatives to also scale up. So we're supporting the Shade Salon, which is a great sort of arts and culture platform where residents can really focus on sort of where the intersection of art and science and environmental conservation come together. We're also helping the greening do what they do already, which is planting more trees across the city of Detroit. And again, the flagship program, which is really essential to growing more tree artisans and landscaping technicians across the city, across the region, which is obviously a very important need for Michigan.
This is a huge investment in the greening of Detroit. Tell our listeners a little bit about the greening of Detroit and why you decided to put this kind of money behind this fantastic nonprofit.
Yeah, absolutely. So the greening of Detroit, first I wanted to say a really big shout out to two of our internal team members, JJ Velez, who's the Director of Public Spaces, and Kayla Chamberlain, who is the Senior Program Manager with the Gilbert Family Foundation, our Public Spaces team. The two of them really leaned in hard and sought out this partnership with the greening, and it made a lot of sense because I've known the greening for the last 10, 12 years, working as long ago at the land bank when I was a director over there, understanding what their work is. And they've had such a profound impact on the city of Detroit. And, really what for us at the foundation is important to find partners who are doing the right thing and giving them the additional resources that they need to scale up. And so for us, this made a lot of sense because we really, really care about a few things: diversifying the economy of Detroit, making sure that Detroiters have access to opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have access to, us just skilling up our region as well. And then also for us, this intersects with so many different pillars within the foundation. So because we have a housing pillar, a economic mobility pillar, a public spaces pillar, and our arts and culture pillar, for this investment, this really intersects three of those pillars very neatly. And what I also love about working with the greening is that, they're taking a bet on Detroiters who otherwise wouldn't have access to these opportunities because of some of the barriers that they experience trying to get employment. Sometimes some of these folks coming through the workforce development program are returning citizens who are really trying to come back to Detroit and live the most productive life that they can. And sometimes the limitations of finding employment can be a mentally draining experience. And so we know that Detroit has been gifted a second chance, and it's important that all of its residents can get that second chance too if they need it. So taking big bets on doing the right thing is important, but also taking those big bets on people is important to us too.
Our guest here today on Opportunity Detroit is Darnell Adams. He is the Vice President of Detroit Community Initiatives for the Gilbert Family Foundation. And Darnell, I love the way that you put that, because this organization, the Greening of Detroit, is pretty incredible because it's all about workforce development, but it's also about making Detroit a greener place, creating more open, nice places for people who live and work and play in the city.
That's right.
Now, what about some of the other initiatives? So they do a lot of tree planting. With this money, how many new trees will we see in the city and around the city?
Well, the Greening has a much larger target. Our investment allows them to contribute an additional 1,000 trees to their goal. And I don't know, I think the goal is somewhere between 75 and 100,000 trees. But this will allow them to at least plant 1,000 trees through the dollars that we are providing and with the $1.8
million.
So it's important because, you know, with trees being planted, I know a lot of residents, including, you know, myself, my family, we've struggled with the idea of having trees on our property because of what our perception is of damage to infrastructure, et cetera. But in reality, trees are essential to the health of a community. They help to keep the neighborhoods cooler. They act as really like a resilience when during the summer heats, you know, having these nice open spaces is really important to the social fabric of communities too.
And to that point, this shade salon that you mentioned, elaborate on that. What a great idea, and how creative is this?
You know, what I like about the shade salon is that it gives Detroiters an opportunity to be exposed to a pathway, whether it's career or just hobby, where they can come together and have real conversations about how trees and other environmental investments or infrastructures really tie into their communities. It's really about making sure that they are helping to make decisions about how art and environment intersect.
Yes.
And it's important because a neighborhood's culture is made up by the people that live there. And so having that top-down investment where someone comes in and says this is how things should be is not the right way to make any community investment. Having residents have the conversation, identify what their needs are, and then pulling those two pieces together, both art and environment, really helps to strengthen the social fabric, but also makes it a much more inclusive process.
And is that because then residents, Darnell, will feel like they have some say in the development?
Absolutely. That is the best way to get any person to buy into their own space, their own neighborhoods, their own communities, you know, having a hand in deciding what my environment looks like is important to a lot of people, including myself.
The other part of this wonderful program is something called the Tree Keepers Kids. Can you explain that to us, how that will work? Because that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, so the Tree Keepers Kids, this investment will help the Greening engage with about 140 youth, and they will have almost a curriculum, this immersive environmental curriculum that gives them hands-on learning, exploration related to the natural world, the natural environment. Part of our goal with the Greening is that we hope this will inspire the next generation to also be good stewards of their communities and understand the importance of the environment and how it really does do a lot of good for themselves, but also for their neighborhoods and their communities. This is also, when you think about workforce, if you don't know it exists, you don't lean in and sort of try something new. So this is an opportunity where young people will have will be able to see sort of how this all comes together, but they can see themselves as also tree artisans and landscapers and designers, and that can give them the opportunity to go on and do great things in college or even in urban planning, architecture, et cetera. It's sort of unlimited the amount of exposure that this can create for our youth, which is really, really important because, again, if they don't know it exists, they won't know to lean in.
That's true. You know, this is all part of the Gilbert Family Foundation mission. Talk to us a little bit about that mission.
Yeah, so our mission, we have a, we're hyper-focused on making sure that every Detroiter who is economically vulnerable and experiencing a housing crisis, whether it's through an eviction or a tax foreclosure, that they are given the resources and tools to stabilize that crisis. But then also, now that they are, you know, they have the mental space to think about what the next move is, we follow up with some additional resources related to economic mobility, whether it is, you know, skilling up, whether it's workforce development. And then at the same time, while all of that's happening, we're making concurrent investments in their neighborhoods so that at the end of the day, once they're economically stable and their housing situation is stable, they can also walk outside their home and see, hey, like, I have the same amenities that any other community has, yes, and I want to be here. I want to stay here and participate in the wealth-building opportunities and the narrative of Detroit, because this is their home, and it's important that the stabilization is holistic and not just isolated to an individual parcel.
And, you know, it's true when organizations like the Gilbert Family Foundation decide to make a major investment in a neighborhood, in a city, it's life-changing for everyone because, to your point, when things start to improve in a neighborhood and people start to feel like they have the same services as others do in other areas, they really respond in a positive way.
And it also, it just continues to strengthen social fabric, social capital for that entire community. Absolutely.
Darnell Adams, the Vice President of Detroit Community Initiatives for the Gilbert Family Foundation, thank you so much for your time today. It was great to talk to you, and it was really great to talk about this impressive donation, $1.8 million to support the Greening of Detroit initiative.
Thank you, Anne.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, the draft is just around the corner, and Rocket will be right in the middle of the action. We'll find out more in just a few minutes.